Turning to world news this evening, Ukraine's interim president has warned two regions in eastern Ukraine that tomorrow's referendums on declaring independence could lead to their destruction. His comments followed deadly clashes between pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian government forces. Stefan Voss reports that amid the turmoil, Christians are distributing Bibles to help ease the tensions.
Pro-Russian separatists say they will halt the Sunday ballots to seek approval for declaring sovereign people's republics in Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk regions. The referendums come despite calls from even Russian President Vladimir Putin to postpone voting in the areas. He spoke amid deadly clashes between pro-Russian militants occupying government buildings and Ukrainian security forces. In the latest fighting, Ukraine's Interior Minister Arsen Avakov said some 20 insurgents, who he called terrorists, and one policeman were killed in the eastern port of Mariupol. He claimed the killings happened as armed pro-Russian separatists tried to seize the local police headquarters. Video footage showed Ukrainian forces using heavy weaponry as well as tanks, and at least some unarmed people appear to have been injured from gunshot wounds. Tensions are also rising in the strategic town of Slovyansk, where a local resident criticized Ukraine's government.
All people of our town want peace, but we only see the violence and the aggressiveness from our authorities in Kyiv.
Amid the turmoil, a Christian mission group said it would distribute hundreds of thousands of Gospel of Luke Bible books in the area to promote reconciliation amid fears of a new world war. Russian ministries told Vatican Radio it already printed 200,000 copies of the Gospel of Luke in the Ukrainian language and would print another 200,000 copies in the Russian language for use in Russian-speaking eastern portions of Ukraine. Gospels are also being distributed among Russian troops stationed near Ukraine's borders. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed this week he had begun withdrawing forces from the area, but the NATO military alliance said as many as 40,000 Russian troops remain near Ukraine. The leaders of France and Germany called Saturday for a visible withdrawal of those forces and threatened Russia with further sanctions if Ukraine's presidential election on May 25th fails to go ahead. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.